The X Zone Radio and TV show is largely an opinion talk show. All opinions, comments, or statements of fact expressed by Rob McConnell's guests are strictly their own and are not to be construed as those of the X Zone Radio and TV show or in any manner endorsed by Rob McConnell, Relmar McConnell Media Company, Talkstar Radio Network, its affiliated stations, or employees.
Welcome to the X Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
Fortune teller, fortune teller.
Fortune teller, can you see what my future's going to be? Can you see it all in your crystal ball? Have you got a dream for me? Fortune teller, is she free? Has she waited just for me?
Welcome back to the X Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell, and we're coming to you live and around the world on the Talkstar Radio Network. If you'd like to give us a call, our toll-free number is 1-877-528-8255. That is toll-free throughout the U.S., Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii, because this hour I have my friend Angela Lusk on, and she is a fantastic psychic, and she'll be doing psychic readings for one and all who give us a call at 1-877-528-8255. If you'd like to send us an email, xzone@talkstarradio.com, on MSN Messenger, talkstarradio@hotmail.com, and our website, www.xzoneradio.com. Boy, do we have a lot of fascinating stuff happening behind the scenes here at the X Zone Radio Show. I was on a conference call with a European consortium today, and the X Zone is growing in ways that I never believed it would. And you'll be able to see the results of what we're talking about. Oh, it should be by January the 28th when we have a brand new website that is going to be up. We are going to be interlinked. It's going to be 100% multimedia. We're going to have video clips. We're going to have so much on the shows. How you'll be able to get involved in what we're doing. It is the growth of the X Zone in the year 2008. Once again, our toll-free number is 1-877-528-8255. Now, before we get to our special guest this hour, Angela Lusk, the top five signs that you're not awake, that you're dreaming. Number one, the Oakland Raiders are playing in the Super Bowl. Number two, your underwear shopping with Britney Spears. Number three, Paris Hilton is with a guy and you hear her say no. Number four, a car drives by with a sign on it that says Lindsay Lohan Driving School. And number five, President Bush just set a record for consecutive wins on Jeopardy. Those are the top five signs for today that you're not awake, that you're dreaming. Once again, our toll-free number is 1-877-528-8255. And my guest this hour is a young lady who is no stranger to the X Zone. Her name is Angela Lusk, and she is a native of Dallas with an undergraduate degree of interpersonal communications and public address, plus graduate studies in psychology and counseling. Now, she was born with the gift of psychic awareness. She uses her spiritually based talent to uplift and enlighten. Her readings are positive and are often filled with humor. Emphasis is given to the present circumstances leading to a three-month future frame. Angela has a nationwide client base, has been and still is a very popular radio show guest, and she's a frequent here on the X Zone. In fact, she's part of the X Zone family. And she's available for phone or private appointments, conventions, and parties. She teaches classes on developing psychic awareness with other spiritual subjects and is an aspiring public speaker who motivates and empowers her audience to become masters of their own destiny. And Angela Lusk, how are you, young lady?
I'm great. Happy New Year.
And a Happy New Year to you. What have you been up to since you and I last talked?
Oh, my goodness. Lots and lots of stuff. Mainly family things. I've acquired a dog.
Oh, good.
And staying busy with that.
Well, that's great. Quickly, we've got about 30 seconds before I have to go to my my first break with you. What can you see for the year 2008 in general?
Well, one of the things that I'm seeing, and of course I'm not up on the economy up there as much as I am here,
mm-hmm.
but as you probably well know, the housing market here is suffering tremendously, and I'm seeing a upswing.
So that looks pretty good.
Yes.
All right, Angela, when you and I come back, we've got people in the X-Zone Nation who are just dying to talk to you.
Great.
So you and I will be back in about 2.5 minutes. Angela Lusk is my very special guest. If you'd like to find out more about Angela, visit her website, www.angelalusk.com. And if you'd like to give us a call and speak to Angela, our toll-free number is 1-877-528-8255. My name is Rob McConnell, and this is The X-Zone, and we're coming to you live and around the world on the Talkstar Radio Network from our studios in beautiful Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Angela Lusk is our very special guest this hour, X-O-Nation. If you'd like to give us a call, 1-877-528-8255. That's toll-free throughout the U.S., Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii at 1-877-528-8255. Angela, what information would you like from our listeners as they come on air to speak to you?
Well, my best predictions come from a one-on-one. I don't really do too well politically or sports-wise, mm-hmm. lottery numbers, things like that. But interpersonal is my specialty.
All right, so
anything
just let me...
that's going on with the individual.
All right, so let me see. Do not ask Angela for the winning lottery numbers. Do not ask her who's going to win. Okay, well, that took care of my questions. Let's go to our first caller of the evening, David. Welcome to the X-Zone. Say your name for Angela and then ask her your question.
Yes, my name is David, and my question would be that, hi, Angela.
Hi.
Well, that's not my question, but I would like to say that, you know, Obama, he's got Chuck Norris by his side, and he's got Ted Nugent.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always watched Chuck Norris 20 years ago, and he's always used his hands. And ever since Chuck Norris turned the guns, I've always turned them off completely, 100%. And now I heard Ted Nugent's the opposite. He loves guns. What do you feel about this man in honesty?
Obama.
Huckabee, I guess. I don't know. Is that Obama or Huckabee?
I can barely hear what you're saying.
That's Huckabee.
That's right. Huckabee, Chuck Norris is usually standing with with Huckabee, yeah.
Okay.
Because he always stood for with his hands and never the gun. And since he always taken the gun, I've always turned him off. And now he's always the big star. And he's not my star, baby.
All right. So what is your question, sir?
So my question is, how will this man do who will back him up?
I don't think he's going to do too well, actually.
Thank you. You've answered my question.
It's pretty cut and dry.
Yep. I like that.
Would you like to know anything about your life in the year 2008?
Okay.
Money, finance, romance, travel?
I have this one little teensy-weeny girl in my teensy-weeny heart, but will it happen or will it not, or fade away.
Well, is this a brand new relationship, David?
6 years.
You've got somebody new coming in, and you're going to start over from scratch. There's some habits or some kind of a routine that you've gotten into with this relationship that's making it stale, and it's not making it really launch. It's just staying kind of stuck. With this new relationship, though, I think that you're going to change your behavior, change something about that you relate, and put a little bit more fire in it.
Okay, but can I say this? Is it possible that the other one will always be in my life? I'd love that.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
But for some reason, I'm seeing that there's too much lukewarm energy here.
You made my life. You've done that. You don't need to say no more. Thank you.
All right, David, take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. 1-877-528-8255. Karen, welcome to the X-Zone. Please say your name for Angela and ask her your question.
Hi, my name is Karen.
Hi.
And I'm just wondering, I'd just like to know if 2008 is going to be a good year for me, just overall and I guess romantically.
Well, romantically is the big thing here that I'm seeing. One of the things that I would say is that you appear to be, what I'm seeing is on the outside of you, like consciously, and what you're presenting to the outside world is very different than what's on the inside. You need to get some more congruence. I'm seeing a lot of hurt in your past and maybe even being shut down. And so what you're needing to do is present yourself as being a little bit more vulnerable, a little bit more open, and let things happen a little bit more. Don't analyze so much. Just go with it, because your romantic life is going to dramatically change this year, and you have an opportunity to have a very primary relationship.
Oh, cool. Okay, do you know if that's going to be soon, or will that...
I would say so, but the first thing that I would say is to really begin to look at what the meaning of the word surrender means.
Okay.
So okay. You're going to surrender yourself to this guy.
A little bit, maybe.
You're going to say, see my white flag, I surrender to you. Take me in your arms and swoop me away.
There you go. Okay, well, thank you very much. Good
Karen,
luck.
Take care of yourself now and have a wonderful new year.
You too. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye now. 1-877-528-8255 is the number that Shirley called us. Shirley listens to us in AM 5. Yeah, you're on. Shirley listens to us on AM 580 CFRA. Hey, Shirley, how are you?
Hi, is this Rob?
It certainly is.
How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
I've never met you, but I'm a friend of Kathy's. I live in the same building as she does.
Uh-huh.
You know what?
Well, that's great.
Yes, I've heard a lot about you, and I listen to you often.
Well, that is super. Welcome to the X-Zone. And if you would say your name for Angela and ask her your question, she'll answer it for you.
All right. Thank you, Rob.
You're
Hi,
welcome.
Angela.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. You?
Great.
I'd just like to know what is my future for 2008.
Okay. Do you have some new beginning that you're planning on making, like a major move or something? Whatever this is, it's showing it's huge. It's a big life change.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and so I would go ahead and go through with this.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't hesitate. It looks to me almost like a move.
Mm-hmm.
So have you been contemplating moving?
Not me, but my daughter, yes.
Okay. And also, does she currently live with you?
No.
Is she moving far away?
Not that far, no. But
okay, because it does show some motherhood issues here for you revolved around this.
Mm-hmm.
And so it might be harder for you to see her. But I don't think that that's going to be a huge issue. I think you just won't have as much contact with her as normal. But overall, this looks very good. It looks very happy. And let's see. It also is showing here that you may be terminating a relationship. Doesn't necessarily mean a marriage or a love relationship. It could be a friendship with somebody that you're not necessarily thinking is a match for you anymore.
No, I don't see that.
Well, you see, that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. You may not see it presently, but things can happen over the next couple of days, weeks, or months.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I realize that, yeah.
Yeah. And it doesn't, I'm not necessarily saying it's going to come to blows or anything like that. You may just drift apart.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Shirley?
Yes, thank you very much.
You take care of yourself and have a great New Year, sweetie.
You too now. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Joyce in Winchester, Ontario, welcome to the X-Zone. Could you please say your name for our good friend Angela and ask her your question?
Hello, Angela. My name
Hi,
is
there.
Joyce.
Hi, Joyce.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing great.
Good. Happy New Year to you both.
Oh, thank you, and the same to you, dear.
Thank you. I'd like to know some positive things that could happen in 2008. The last couple of years have been a little rough in every area.
Oh, okay. Listen, don't try and get the numbers out of her. I tried, and she said no.
No luck, eh?
Nah.
No. If I could do that, I would have done it. Okay. One of the things that I'm seeing is a lot more travel for you than what you've done in the past.
That'd be
good. I'm sorry?
That would be good.
Yes, and it does look like pleasure traveling. I'm seeing also that you've got some good news coming as far as either work or finances. Have you been waiting to hear something? This looks like it's been a long time in coming, or some kind of a plan that you've been trying to put into place regarding money or regarding work is going to come through for you. It could be a project of some kind.
Yeah, kind of a project, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This looks very good, and you're going to be hearing some news. There's action around it, and so it's going to be very happy, and there's a celebration around it.
Oh, good. That's
yeah.
it?
Well, yeah. What more do you want?
I want it all, baby.
Oh, I love it when you talk to me like that.
It does say that you're going to have kind of a new experience or a new beginning.
Okay.
But I think a lot of it is revolved around this project.
Okay, yes, there is a project in the works.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll learn more about it tomorrow, so that's
good.
How close you are.
Hey,
good.
Listen,
well, good luck
with it. And I hope that it works out for you. Please let us know.
Thank you.
Keep smiling and have a wonderful new year.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. All right, let's go to Eileen in Ottawa, listening to us on AM 580 CFRA. Eileen, welcome to the show. Please give Angela your name and your question.
I guess it's Elaine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It'll be for Elaine.
All right, hold on here. Superman, it's Elaine, not Eileen. Okay, got that, buddy?
Right. Okay, happy new year to you both.
Thank you, you too.
And hi, Angela. I would just like for you to tell me what you see for this 2008
okay.
in regards to my finances, my career, my love life, you know.
Okay.
What
do you have a son? Hello?
Hello?
Do you have a son?
I have a daughter.
Is she married?
No, she's looking.
Okay, there's somebody coming in. You've got a son-in-law coming,
mm-hmm.
and this is going to be very joyful, very happy,
mm-hmm.
and quite a surprise, actually, because I think this could happen fast. She could meet him fast, not necessarily that she's going to get married fast,
right.
but it's going to be known pretty early on that this is the one.
Oh, early.
Mm-hmm. And so, and it's a very good match for her, so I think that this has potential for long-term success.
Yeah, that's all early.
I'm sorry?
All early, in terms of months, year, all early.
How early?
Well, I think that she will meet him in the earlier part of this year, January, February, March. But again, it doesn't necessarily mean that she will marry him this year. I just think that she will know that this is the one.
Okay.
All right, Elaine, thanks very much.
Didn't answer my question. I said, how does she see for my finances, my career?
But you did ask her one question, so we've got to go on to the other callers. One question per caller tonight, Exo Nation, 1-877-528-8255. I'll be back with Angela Lusk on the other side of the news as we continue live and around the world right here on Talkstar. Elon Musk is our special guest. 1-877-528-8255 is toll free throughout the U.S., Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii. In the next hour, I will be taking part in a three-way conversation that we have every second Friday night here. It's called Man, Mystic, and Medium. I'm Man. Ellen from Premier Psychics is the mystic, and Sandra is the medium. And tonight we're going to be discussing, and we want you, the X-Zone Nation, to take part in this discussion, the new age of spirituality and how it relates to, or if it relates to, what people are anticipating in the year 2012. And that's in the next hour here on the X-Zone. If you'd like to give us a call and speak to my special guest and friend, Angela Luskar, our toll-free number is 1-877-528-8255. And Angela, always great having you with us here. Are you ready to meet the next member of the X-Zone Nation?
I'm ready.
All right. Rose in Ottawa, listening to us on AM 580 CFRA. Could you say your name for Angela and give her your question?
Okay. My name is Rosa, and my question is, will I ever have to go back to the night shift?
Okay. I think that you may, but I'm going to say this. I think that what you're doing right, are you on the day shift now?
Yes.
Okay. This looks very stable, and it looks as if there may be a time or two that they temporarily put you on the night shift, but it's not long term.
So it can happen again, is what you're
saying. It could happen, but it's short term, like maybe for a couple of weeks or a month, and then you go back to your, it looks like your daytime shift is very, very stable.
Okay, good.
I think it looks pretty good for you.
Oh, good. Can I ask you one more question?
Sure, go ahead.
My son is dating someone. Is she the one or not that he's going to marry?
It looks like it is.
Okay.
It looks like it is. Now,
I do think this is a little bit
of a volatile relationship.
Okay.
They're both quite emotional with each other, so they do need to work on maybe toning the emotion down. And they have an ability to punch each other's buttons pretty well. So they're going to know how to work each other.
Hey, wait a minute. They know how to work each other and they're not married yet?
Right.
Holy cow.
They're pretty emotional with one another. And they're both quite sensitive.
And do you have an idea of when that could happen?
When what could happen?
If they do end up getting married, do you have an idea? Is it months, years?
I don't see them being in a big hurry, but they might get engaged and then stay engaged for a while. But what I do see happening very quickly is a baby.
Oh,
so,
great.
I would talk to your son and tell him that it's not all up to the woman, that, you know, he needs to take responsibility, and I don't see this as a bad thing, but it would, you know, the timing might not be so great. So
okay.
I would just mention it.
Now, before you go, Rosa, I would like to say that what Angela is saying now is based on this present time on
the
space-time continuum. Anything can change.
Oh, good.
Nothing is written in stone.
That's right.
Okay.
And
okay.
A little talk could help.
But what is this? Is this a feeling that you have, or how do you get this information? Like, how does it come to you?
It comes to me from the ethers. I don't know how it works. I just get information from what I consider guidance.
It just comes in your head, and then
yes, it does.
Okay.
So tell me, Rosa, how do you feel about being a grandma?
Don't tell me that. I don't want to hear it. That's how I feel about it.
How old is your son?
Well, he's 24.
Oh, he's old enough.
I know that. He's been going with her for a number of years now.
Okay.
So.
Well, that might be why they know each other so well and can punch each other's buttons. But just plant a seed in his head. Couldn't hurt.
Okay. No, yeah, okay.
All right, Grandma. I mean, Rosa, thanks very much for calling us tonight.
Oh, you. Okay, bye. Thank
Happy
you.
New
bye.
Year. Bye-bye. Oh, I couldn't help that. Frank in Ottawa. Hey, how are you, Frank?
Hi, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Frank. Could you please say your name and your question for Angela?
Hi, Angela. My name is Frank, and I have a number of challenges facing me in 2008. The two areas that I'm most concerned about are financially and my relationship.
Okay, let's see what comes up here. Well, are you quitting your job?
No.
Well, I am seeing that you have the possibility of opening your own business. So could you do something on the side if you're not going to quit your job?
There is something, yes.
Okay. This is going to bring you a lot of joy. And whatever this thing is on the side that you're doing could eventually grow. And I think that it could become bigger than what your job is now.
Interesting. Okay.
And so this could be a very good cash cow for you.
Okay. Okay.
And what was your other question on your relationship?
It was the challenges with the relationship. How will that work out specifically?
Well, I'm not seeing very good communication here. I'm seeing that the challenges will continue unless you improve your communication.
Okay.
And I'm not saying it's necessarily you or her, but there's great improvement that needs to take place here, and I think that it can be worked on and heal.
Okay.
But not without work.
Yeah, I understand. Thank you very much.
Frank,
you're
take
welcome.
Care of yourself.
Good
Have
luck.
A wonderful new year. Bye-bye now. Let's go to West Virginia now. Linda's joining us. Linda, could you please say your name for Angela and your question?
My name is Linda, and my question is, are things going to improve in my and my family's life soon? It's like a black cloud's hanging over.
What I'm seeing here, Linda, is one particular person that creates havoc in your family.
Uh-huh.
Do you know who I'm speaking about?
Yeah.
This is something, there's a lot of... And don't get me wrong here, I think that there's too much codependency going on in and around this relationship with this person. And there needs to either be some boundaries created or distancing. And I think if one or the other takes place, then you could have much more peace in your family.
Okay.
But it has to be that this person understands that you mean it.
Okay.
Without that, they're going to continue. It's almost like this person terrorizes your family.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. So try to work on that. And if you have a big family, then create a united front. Maybe confront this person in a loving way. Have some kind of an intervention. But I'm just seeing there's too much havoc. You know, this person yields too much power.
And
it
do you
can be
see
done.
Our
can be done.
Financial situation improving at all?
Now, is this person also a financial drain?
Yes. Yes.
I'm telling you, the answer to the first question is the same as the second. So if you get some boundaries and or distancing.
So what I'm understanding here, Angela, that whoever this person is, they have to be cut off and they have to be separated from the rest of the family.
Not necessarily. At least maybe some distancing if the family does not establish boundaries. And
okay.
Boundaries could mean if you do, you know, if then. If you do this, then we will do that.
Setting up guidelines or setting
yes,
up rules
on how it's
right.
How you know the interaction and the relationship is going to take place. This person yields so much havoc and power over the family that they are almost holding the family hostage, and the rest of the family is the one that's allowing it.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. I've actually, it's ironic you use that term hostage because
yes,
I've used that term.
It's really dysfunctional here. But you're the one that's allowing it, you and the rest of the family. You're being bullied. And, you know, if you don't cut off, you know, sometimes it's hard when you love people to cut them out of your life. But somebody is going to have to step forward. I would recommend counseling or some, you know, classes, at least read a book on codependency because the power here is so out of balance and somebody is going to have to take the courage to step forward and stand up to the bully and say,
no more.
Right. Yeah, I've actually been telling my husband almost the same thing. So.
But maybe if you all do it together, it would be easier. united front.
Okay, well, I appreciate that.
Well, good luck with it.
Thank you so much.
Take care of yourself, sweetie. I hope you have a wonderful year and that you're able to work these problems out.
Oh, well, thank you both very much.
Take care.
I hope you both have a wonderful year.
Thanks, Linda.
Bye-bye.
Good night now. 1-877-528-8255, toll-free throughout the U.S., Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii. Let's go to Mary. Hi, Mary. How are you tonight?
Hello.
Hey, Mary. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. Mary, could you please say your name for Angela and ask her your question?
Okay. My name is Mary Angela, and my question is, I would like to know what you see in the future for my small business. I work full-time, but I'm hoping to sometime retire into my small business, and I would like to know if you think it's a viable business.
What kind of business is it?
I do think it's a viable business. What I'm seeing here is there's not going to be too much longer that you're going to be working the other business. I'm also the full-time business, and I'm also seeing a male that is going to help you tremendously. Do you know who that would be?
Maybe.
Okay. This looks very good. I would not, and I'm going to say this very emphatically, not jump and put the horse before the cart.
Okay.
You need to wait and grow this business. At first, it may seem a little slow, but it will gradually build and build and build. And you'll have to kind of do a little bit at a time. And if you jump too prematurely, it's not going to work.
Okay.
Because you need the stability of your full-time job while you're growing this.
Yes, okay.
Now, what kind of business is it, Mary?
Pardon me?
What kind of business is it?
It's estate sales. It's selling items in people's homes.
Wow.
For people that are downsizing or if they have to move or someone's passed away.
Right.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Well, good luck to you, Mary.
Thanks very much.
And I hope that you have health, happiness, and joy in the year 2008.
Likewise. Thanks very much.
Good night now. 1-877-528-8255 is our toll-free number. Angela Lusk is our very special guest, and Angela is going to be with me until the news at the top of the hour. Then we are going to have the second Friday edition of The Man, the Myth, and the Mystic. We're going to be discussing the new age of spirituality that we're all entering and how it is affected, or if there's a connection between it and the year 2012. Let's go to Monique now. Hi, Monique. Can you please say your name and ask your question to Angela Lusk?
Yeah, hi. I'm Monique. And I'd like to know if you see a new male relationship for me as well as new financial resources.
Okay. I'm actually seeing two males.
Pardon?
And so two men.
Okay.
What this might be, Monique, is that you could maybe start out casually dating two different people, and then from the two, then you kind of eliminate one. But, yes, I do see a relationship for you, and I see that this could be a permanent thing. Now, I will tell you that in my readings, I cannot distinguish between living together and marriage. So you will either live with this person or get married. Maybe you'll do both. Maybe you'll move in first and then later on get married.
Mm-hmm. Is that for this year?
Yes. But there's two people that you're going to meet.
Okay.
And I'm not necessarily sure that they're going to happen at the same time. You can have one and then the other happen. But between the two of these, so you need to stay open-minded so that when one comes in, you might say, well, this might not be the one.
Okay.
Because there are two here. So you need to kind of hold back a little bit until you get your discernment as to which one it is.
Okay.
And you asked about your finances.
Yes. Is there any new resources coming in?
Well, I'm seeing it's a little slow for you this year. I'm not seeing that you're going to be hurting by any means, but I'm not really sure you're going to get hugely ahead either. I think you're going to definitely keep your head above water. And I'm also seeing that you may have some minor expenses this year that keep you from getting way, way ahead. unexpected expenses. They're not huge. They're small, but they just seem to kind of eat away at anything extra that you have. But
all
again,
right, there you go, Monique. We have to say so long for this segment of the show. And Monique, thank you very much for calling. And Angela, you and I will be back after this commercial break as the X-Zone continues live and around the world right here on Talkstar. Welcome back to the X-Zone. Angela Lusk is our very special guest. And first of all, Angela, I want to thank you very much for joining us tonight. And
you're welcome.
To you and yours, a very happy new year. And
thank
I look forward
so
to
much.
The next time when you and I join each other here in the X-Zone. We have two last callers for this hour. Our next caller is Maha. Welcome to the show. Please say your name for Angela and your question.
My name is Maha. I'd like to know if we're going to be able to sell our property this year.
All right.
It looks as if you will. Now, are you using a real estate agent? Or are you?
Yes, we are.
Is she light-haired?
No.
Okay, I'm seeing a light-haired woman and an older gentleman that are going to be very instrumental. Now, these could be the buyer, the buyers of the home or the property.
Okay.
But I do believe you will. I do. But you're going to also need to be prepared to negotiate, and it looks like there's a few glitches, but don't give up on them.
Okay.
They may have some trouble getting financed or something, but it looks like they'll come through.
Okay, that's the story, yeah. How about our finances?
All right, we're going to have to make this very quick, Angela. I do have one more caller.
Okay, finances, you've got some new income coming in. This could be the money from the house, or you may invest it.
Okay.
So the money that you get from the property could be used to increase your finances.
Thank you very much.
All right,
you're
there
welcome.
You go, sweetheart.
Good luck.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, too.
And our final caller of this hour, Patricia. Hey, Patricia, welcome to the show. Please say your name and ask your question to Angela.
Thank you. Hello, Angela.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. My name is Patricia,
mm-hmm.
and I would like to know about my finances for this year, 2008.
Do you do something really creative? Do you write or paint or do something creative?
No, I'm retired.
Okay. It looks like there's something in your repertoire of abilities and skills that you could do as a hobby and actually make some money.
Mm.
So do you have any idea what I could be speaking about?
No, because since March of last year, my health hasn't been good.
Okay. Well, this is not something that's going to require anything but sitting and doing.
Mm.
So you could do this from bed or a chair. And it seems to me that it's either writing or it's painting or doing something with your hands.
Or you can do like each and every one of us do, go out and buy a lottery ticket and just hope for the best.
Sorry, I can't help you with the numbers. But it does look like you have an opportunity here. What you do with it is up to you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks very much, Patricia. Take care of yourself. Happy New Year to you and yours.
Thank
and
you.
Angela, my dear friend, again, thank you very much for joining
thank
us.
Thank you for having me.
And nothing but the very best of 2008. We look forward to talking to you again here in the X-Zone.
Okay.
Bye-bye, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Angela Lusk, www.angelalusk.com. Now, when we come back from the news at the top of the hour at 6.5 minutes past, we're doing The Man, The Mystic, and The Medium. If I was on the other end, it would be The Man, The Mystic, and The Extra, Extra Large. But anyway, we'll be joined by Ellen and Sandra. We're talking about the spirituality and how spirituality is something that's happening in each and every one of us. And does this have anything to do with the year 2012? We'll discuss this on the other side of the news as the Exxon continues from our beautiful offices and studios in Hamilton, Ontario.